631 Northeast Grand Avenue in Portland. This is an 18 and over show. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
As the life is much too quick for your hurry, and there's too many problems, so tell me.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for Mr. Jones's Neighborhood. Our guests today are Ty Curtis and Jerry Jakus of the Ty Curtis Band, playing blues rock live in the KBOO studios. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Good morning, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again. Just a minute here while I take off my jacket, put on a comfortable sweater, and take off my dress shoes, put on a pair of tennis shoes. Can you say Adidas Dame 4 Wakanda Forever's featuring a vibranium upper? I can't even say it. Anyway, hope you're getting comfortable too. We have a very special show for you today on Mr. Jones's Neighborhood, the Children's Program for Reluctant Adults. I'm the host of Mr. Jones's Neighborhood, Ken Jones, no relation, by the way. On today's show, we welcome back two of Mr. Jones's favorite musicians, Ty Curtis and Jerry Jakus. I got that right, of the Ty Curtis Band. Ty and Jerry appeared on our special Waterfront Blues Festival episode last summer, and they're the first ever repeat guests on the show. You are brave men.
Right on.
to come back.
Being on, it's fun.
The Ty Curtis Band will be playing several Oregon dates over the next few months, actually quite a few, and there's a show tonight at the Taproot Lounge and Cafe in Salem. Ty and Jerry, welcome to KBOO. Welcome back.
Thanks for having
Good
us,
morning.
Ken.
Ty, as mentioned, you and Jerry were here last year on opening day, actually, of the 2017 Waterfront Blues Festival, and you went right from the KBOO studios to play that afternoon. The 2018 Blues Fest is scheduled to begin on July 4th, and they've already announced a very partial lineup, and that includes George Thorogood, Beth Hart, Robert Randolph, the Mavericks, Chubby Carrier, Commander Cody, Portland's own blues master Curtis Salgado. Will the Ty Curtis Band be there again?
I hope so. We're waiting to hear, but usually I think we have a pretty good chance, so... It's usually around May that we find out.
So. Oh, man, I hope so. And this would be your sixth appearance, so you've been there.
Right.
And last year, again, it's a benefit for the Oregon Food Bank, so it's a very good cause. And you also were in the dunk tank last year, Ty?
Yeah, I did that for the Multiple Sclerosis Society. Man, it was really fun. I used to be a baseball player, so throwing pitches to try to dunk somebody is pretty fun.
But you were the one in the tank this time. You were kind of like the catcher or the...
Yeah, I played catcher too, so throwing people out at second base.
Oh, Jerry dunked him.
I pitched it and dunked.
Wow. We don't like to talk about that.
Okay.
He was
all
going
is
to
forgiven.
Get me back, but I didn't get in.
Ty, you grew up here in Oregon, in Salem to be specific, and when we spoke last summer, you were living and making music in Austin.
That's right.
With your wife, Sarah, who can't be here today, but she was here last year. But you guys moved back here?
Yeah, we are moved back. We just had some things come up in life, and, life takes you all different places, and we are very happy to be back in Oregon, and we're working on a bunch of great new tunes, and it's kind of, meant to be, if you ask me, because we really have the good energy going and preparing to release another album here.
Soon. Oh, you are? Oh, I was actually going to ask about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the works. Like, mm-hmm. We've been working on the tunes,
all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely in the future for sure.
Oh, we'll talk about that. I wanted to ask Jerry, you too have you've played with Ty for many years, going back to 2011?
Oh, 2011.
Yeah, something like
seven
that.
Years now. Yeah.
And you also moved down to Texas and you're back here now
in Vancouver.
Northeast.
Northeast Vancouver.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he didn't move to Texas, no. But he hung out for quite a while.
I was
there
a lot.
Yeah.
And
it was awesome.
I wanted to just get a little bit of that Oregon versus Texas. I know at least the weather and the politics are a bit different.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, Austin is definitely, you know, a green state, and I think they went blue for the first time too. So, you know, it's a little different in Austin. Other parts of Texas are definitely, you know, different views.
And Austin, so. Some people even call that the Portland of Texas, or maybe where the Austin of Oregon are.
It's kind of like an oasis in the middle of, you know, like a lot of dry spots.
And they have the Keep Austin Weird, too.
Oh, and we have Keep Portland Weird.
I don't know who came first. I don't know if it was Austin or Portland.
I think I asked last year, but I asked it to Sarah, so I'll ask it to you guys. Who's weirder, Portland or Austin?
I don't know. I'd say Portland.
Austin's trying to be weird like Portland, and they're getting there, but I think Portland was the first weird.
We have the Unipiper, the Darth Vader riding a unicycle and playing bagpipe, so I don't think Austin has that
yet. The Naked Ride.
We've got a few things.
Austin's a great city, and so is Portland.
They have voodoo donuts now.
Oh, Austin does?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, on 6th Street.
Well, I would say it's a tie then.
It's a tie.
Let's be diplomatic. Yeah. And Jerry, we talked a little bit about this before we got on the air, but you have a few projects outside the Ty Curtis Band, and one is you're working on a solo album. There'll be other musicians.
Collaborating with Ty, you know, we'll work together on it. Just something to keep the juices flowing and in kind of a different musical direction other than the blues.
Jazz?
Jazz, funk, kind of R&B, more R&B, but still, you know.
Maybe like a little more keyboard-based.
Yeah, groove-oriented. Like, nothing, same.
And is that original material in there?
All original.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Definitely.
Of course, we can't play anything today, but... I'd love to hear it when it's ready.
At this point. But.
Do you have an estimated date, release date,
not
availability?
Really. No.
Okay.
Time permitting, because, you know, the first and foremost is Ty Curtis in playing and working it. So just, you know, as a side project, just hopefully this year sometime.
And Ty, we were also talking before we got on the air, your latest CD of new music is Blame Me. That came out 2 years ago, so 2016.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And I should mention to listeners that was selected one of the top 10 blues rock albums of the year of 2016 by Blues Rock Review. If you want to know what kind of company Ty has been keeping there with that honor, Joe Bonamassa, Jeff Beck, Devin Allman, pretty impressive.
Placing musicians with some of the greats, really cool. Being recognized by Blues Rock Review and you know, getting write-ups and interviews with them, it's been really cool to get that recognition and for them to take notice of us. So it's a really cool thing.
And a great CD, but you're working on a new one, and it's almost complete?
It's not almost, but like we have like pretty much like 6-7 tunes that we're really solid with, and then, you know, just kind of develop some of the other ones. But I have like 30-40 ideas, you know, that just need to be developed. I record a lot of stuff on my phone and at home. And
is that how you do it?
Sometimes, you know, just to like keep the ideas, you know, like stored so I don't forget them.
Oh, I know. Ideas come up all the time, you know, and so you have
And that's why we have phones. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, are you playing any of those in your live dates, some of the new material?
We are going to be doing that. That's the plan, is to have at least, you know, 5 tunes in the set for the summer, exactly.
So I never know. I guess there's some musicians who won't play a live version of a song until it's been recorded and I guess all worked out, but... do you do the opposite there? Do you kind of work some of it out on stage?
Sure, yeah. There's some improvisation, you know, that goes on. We have a basic structure and form. Mm-hmm. So, like, we can always return back to that. But I tend to want to let my players be themselves and express, you know, what they're feeling musically and getting the notes out or the riffs out or drum parts, you know. It's really important that everybody expresses themselves.
And then you'll go into the studio after it's kind of worked out on stage after
there's something to be said
some
about
performances.
Being able to do the songs ahead of time before you go into the studio, because so you have kind of an idea and you can kind of morph different ideas as you're
The songs kind of mold as you start playing them live.
Yeah, and studio time is expensive.
So
it helps.
Yeah.
You know, it saves.
That's correct.
But the iPhone is cheap.
I have some investors for our next album. It's just a matter of getting our
everything
stuff
ready
together, and then we can definitely proceed with that.
Well, I know there's a lot of anticipation for that. I mean, Blame Me. Every album just gets better and better and more attention.
I appreciate
that. And more honors, like the Blues Rock Review honor, Album of the Year, or one of the top 10. I want to mention another CD. This is actually your more recent one, and I'm looking at it right here. It's called The Early Years. This collects many of the best cuts from your first four albums, and some of those are hard to get.
Yeah, actually, they're out of print. So, like, you can get the studio quality WAV files right off of my website. I know everybody likes to use iTunes and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
The quality that I'm offering on that site is really good. You know, iTunes and Spotify, they're real compressed files. You know, just trying to put a shout out there for, you know, artists that hold on to their masters and, you know, want to sell them or at least have that really good quality file out. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Neil Young is in the same company as you guys are. I know for a long time he wouldn't allow his material on streaming sites because he felt they weren't doing justice to the fidelity of the recording.
Yeah. When you're a powerful artist like Neil Young, you can actually get some things changed or, you know, influence some people to do things a little differently. But yeah, I mean, they give you fractions of a cent. It's not very friendly to the artist, but you know, you get a lot of exposure. So it's kind of hard to not do it because everyone is using it.
Right. Now, I consider myself a big Ty Curtis fan, and I've been following you and seen shows for many years now, going back at least, not as long as you've been playing, but 6-7 years. And I would say the early years, some of the material on here for me is a revelation. We'll play one a little later from the CD called Come On.
Right.
I just love the sound of that, and that was on the very first album that you did?
Yeah, it's like a Chicago blues kind of thing.
Yeah.
I had Jeff Greckney playing harmonica, and he's out of Salem. And, great player. He turned me on to a lot of great blues, a lot of great covers that we actually are still playing today in our set and stuff. So, you know, some of those have morphed, and, you know, he tuned me on to Louis Jordan and Rusty's In and a lot of those people that are really great players. So yeah, he's got his great harmonica on that song, and that's kind of sets it apart from a lot of the other tunes.
And then there's some songs on there that you play a lot in performances, and we'll play one after we're done here today, A Fool's Game, which
right.
is one of the highlights of the sets, the
yeah.
live sets.
I was listening to a lot of Stevie then, and on the album it's actually recorded in half step, so it's kind of me trying to do the little Stevie tone thing, but taking a 1-4-5 and making it a 1-3-5.
And you've brought your guitar, and Jerry, you've got what I call the drum box, but it's technically called a cajon.
Well, you know, I don't technically know what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I take that
was
back.
It the box first, and then the cajon.
I got to correct myself. It's 1-3-4.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're getting some phone calls here about that, so it's a good thing.
Oh, no, right on.
From the blues police.
Yeah.
Oh, so are you going to play some tunes then from the early years?
Definitely. We're going to try to do this tune called Lose Yourself. And it was kind of when I first started doing like some jazz kind of blues stuff. And it's a really great tune.
Okay, yeah. And then after we're done with the songs you'll play from the early years, we'll let people know how to get them and also how to keep abreast of the live performances. And then when we come back after the live performance here, I want to ask about several really special shows you have planned.
Absolutely.
Over the next month or two.
Yeah, we're looking forward to them. We'll definitely talk about them.
So anytime you're ready, let's get to it. This is from the early years.
Yeah. This is called Lose Yourself.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
You're stressed out, babe. Most of the day. You need to learn just how to keep them at bay. But just look my way, baby, and leave it all behind. The good times are coming. I can't see them in my mind. You don't have to be. There's no need to be concerned. Want you to find yourself, lose yourself with me. Oh, with me, baby, yeah. Got a fistful of problems, clouding your day now. need to learn just how to keep them at bay. But just look my way, baby. Leave it all behind. Forget all your worries and leave the past behind. 'Cause you don't have to be. There's no need to be concerned. I want you to find yourself. Lose yourself with me, or with me, baby, yeah. Life can be so hard now. Troubles every day. Seems like nothing ever, no, ever goes your way. Every turn you take seems to be wrong. You know they say your mistakes can make you strong. When times get hard, you got to keep moving on. Just hold on to me, yeah.
That's nice. It's such an incredible joy for me just to be kind of your audience of one live, at least. Hopefully yeah, there's other people here listening over the airways, but it's just a great feeling. And when was that song written and recorded, Ty?
That was going to be on Down on My Luck, mm-hmm. which is our 2008 release.
And that was the third album you did?
Second one.
Oh, second one. Okay. Yeah. And did you want to do one more from the early years? Or?
Sure, why not? We can do a version of... It's actually one of the first tunes that I ever wrote. Maybe the second. Shout out to Gary Mazier. He helped me write this. And one of my first guitar teachers and great blues musician out of Salem. This one goes like this. Smart. Hey, I thought I knew it all. And I told myself when it came to love, I'd never take the fall. But what do I know about love? Nothing at all. Thought I had figured out. Thought I knew my mind, but that's before I met you, babe. And now I come to find that what I know about love is nothing at all. I spent a long time waiting for you. Now that you're here, I don't know what to do. But I feel that you can change everything. But what do I know about love? What do I know about love? What do I know about love, babe? Nothing at all.
Nice.
that's off in the first one, 06.
There, thanks, Sam. and again, that's all on the CD that I have here in my hand called The Early Years. Ty, how can people grab a copy of The Early Years?
So we got them at all our shows, and then we also got it on tycurtis.net, and it also is released digitally, so you can get it on iTunes, you can get it on Google Play. I also believe it is on Spotify.
Amazon. But,
I believe, yep, Amazon.
But the best sound would probably be getting the CD and playing it.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes.
Now, you and Jerry and the band, I mentioned it, performing tonight at the Taproot Lounge and Cafe in Salem, and your bass player, Tony Valdez.
That's right.
So it'll just be a trio tonight in Salem?
Yep. We're going to be doing a kind of like a hybrid thing is what I would call it, but it's like acoustic, and then I've got like a jazz box Gibson. So it kind of gives us a little more ability to kind of kick it up a notch kind of thing. acoustic is like restricting a little bit with like the tension. Uh-huh. You know, I still need to work on my strength to be able to do the bending and all that, honestly. But to be able to last a whole show and play acoustic, my arm feels like it's going to fall off at this moment. But
so you must be some kind of masochist because you will be playing an all-acoustic show coming up in April.
Well, no, it'll be cool. It's going to be fine. I've been starting to go to the gym and work out and get more strength. But no, I'm fine like playing a couple of these tunes. But, playing as hard as we do with our tunes, I have to play a little bit lighter, a little more laid back to kind of conserve the energy at this point in time until I can.
Well, I wanted to mention that show. And I've seen you at this venue before. It's the Lake Theater in Lake Oswego. And you'll be there Monday, April 23rd at 7 o'clock. And it's an all-acoustic evening, and you'll be playing, Tony will be there on bass. You have a guest harmonica player?
Yep, Greg McManus is going to be playing harmonica with us. Cool thing about that show is we don't use any amplifiers, so it's very, like, pin-drop quiet.
It's room sound.
It's very, very intimate. You might even be able to hear somebody breathing.
It's perfect room for what we do there.
Yeah.
And the other special part of it, besides the all-acoustic, is that it's you'll be playing your first two albums in their entirety.
Yeah, The Stubborn Mind and Down in My Luck. That's like, cuts that we just played there, Lose Yourself, and What I Know About Love, and I Lit a Fire, and a bunch of tunes like that. So.
And Fool's Game, was that on one of the first two? Or
that's on the third one.
Oh, okay, so you won't be playing that.
We'll play Come On, though, one of the ones that you like there.
We're going to play it a little later. I like it so much because I didn't know it.
Oh, okay.
Until I got a copy of The Early Years, and then it was the first cut in the album.
It's a new song to you.
Yeah, it's like a new song, even though you wrote it back in 2006 or so.
Right, yeah. No, that's great.
No, this is the first time you're doing albums in their entirety.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be doing, two.
Is it in the order of the tunes on those albums?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Wow.
We're gonna be doing
pretty
that.
Cool. Yeah. You know what? We ought to get some kind of backing drop.
Oh, sure. Probably like the Stubborn Mind cover is what I was thinking.
Or something like that, because they have this big projection screen behind.
Oh, that's right. It's actually, the lake is a movie theater, but they have this beautiful room where they also can show movies, but they have live music usually there on Monday nights.
And super delicious food.
It's really good. But it's not a very big place. So if this sounds like the kind of show you want to see, and I'm going to be there, I would advise people to get tickets fairly soon. Would they do that through the Lake Theater?
Yep, Lake Theater has the links to the tickets.
And it's been selling out when we did it before.
So. I believe it's laketheatercafe.com.
Well, I know I saw you there before, and it was pretty much a packed room. Mm-hmm. But it's not like cramped or anything. There's tables, and it's a great venue.
It's got
venue.
Really tall ceilings, like you mentioned, as a theater.
Right.
So. Yeah, it's like
And this is going to be Friday, May 4th at 9 o'clock at the Jack London Review, which is in downtown Portland here. And Ty, how old will you be
I'll be 31.
My God. But you started performing when you were 16, so...
we want to battle the bands, and like right around the time we did Stubborn Mind. And so like after that, music just kind of took off. We kept just playing gigs and... playing people's backyards, and you name it, I've done it.
Do you have anything special
All
planned?
Original.
Right. Do you have anything special planned for that night, Jerry, for the birthday bash?
Well,
besides cake?
I might make Jerry wear a wig.
I gave Taya the permission to, figure something out.
I might also dye Tony's beard gray so he looks like Billy Gibbons.
Oh, there you go. Play a little ZZ Top.
Give him some extensions.
Yeah.
Beard extensions.
There you go.
And where can our, besides these two shows, where can our KBOO listeners find out more about the upcoming dates and maybe buy some of the CDs?
On my website, tycurtis.net. And also, yeah, I mean, that's got all the news for all the upcoming shows, our current schedule, funny little photos, and you can follow me on Instagram and all that fun stuff.
and you're also on Facebook if people prefer that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But yeah, we're on all the digital platforms as well. You know, mm-hmm. Search us on Google and you can find us.
YouTube.
So it's not only great to have you back at KBOO, but have you back in Oregon and playing so many shows over the next few months.
Yeah, man, we're really looking forward to
it's
it.
It's going to ramp up here.
Yeah, in fact, when you were saying you've kind of done everything in terms of performances, I looked on the website and you'll be at private parties, you'll be at outdoor shows, certainly some of the clubs, as we mentioned, the Lake Theater, just a big variety. So no matter what our listeners prefer in terms of their venues, you're going to be at some place like that.
Right. Yeah, we're playing a lot of parks this summer. We really like the park shows. Yeah, I bring out the wireless and go play to the kids. It's super fun.
Yeah, I noticed you posted on Facebook your first going into the audience at the Blues Festival.
Yeah. Definitely. That was really fun.
But you didn't do any crowd surfing or anything like that.
No, I didn't. It's definitely risky, you know, like with a guitar having metal at the end of it. Like you kind of have to walk through the crowd with the headstock pointing upwards. So, yeah. But no, it was really fun.
Well, again, thanks very much for coming down to KBOO again, and I hope to see you at some of the shows. I certainly want to be there for the lake and the big birthday show.
Absolutely, man. It'll be really fun. It'll be some good energy in the air.
So Ty Curtis and Jerry Jakeways, again, thanks for joining us in the neighborhood this morning. Let's play Ty and Jerry out with a cut from the latest CD, which we've been talking about, the early years. And this one you didn't play live here, but it's one of my favorites. This one's called Fool's Game. You didn't think, fell in too deep. I've been using the wrong mic.